Yes, doctors and nurses are on the front lines of COVID-19. They deserve our praise, but so do the people mopping up after them. On my Twitter feed, I saw a picture posted by Hunter Walker of Yahoo News, a woman swathed head to toe in protective gear in a hospital ward. It was his mother-in-law, Gina Rejas, a housekeeper at White Plains Hospital in Westchester, New York, a COVID-19 hotspot. She immigrated to the U.S. from Peru, speaks only Spanish. She had captioned the picture she sent to Hunter and his wife, her daughter, Gloria. "This is my chance to thank New York for making my family's dreams come true." Well, we wanted to hear more, so they all join us now separately. Hunter and Gloria will interpret. Gina, welcome. Bienvenida.
Muchas gracias.
Gloria, Hunter, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having us.
Gina, tell us, what were you meaning when you said you wanted to thank New York?
Y Gina, díganos por qué usted dijo que gustaría agradecerle a Nueva York.
Porque Nueva York nos ha dado la oportunidad de cumplir nuestros sueños.
So she said the reason is that New York gave her family the opportunity to live their dreams. New York gave her work.
Y porque la gente de Nueva York es simplemente extraordinaria.
And New York is simply extraordinary.
Y porque Nueva York me ha brindado la dicha de tener a dos hijas profesionales.
And she also said that she really loved that she was able to put my sister and I through college in the city of New York.
But Gina, everyone on the floor you're cleaning is a coronavirus patient. What do you see at work and what do you do?
Es un momento muy difícil.
So she's saying that these are very challenging times for her and everybody and the staff. But truly what really keeps them going is that everybody's putting everything that they have to push forward to make sure that everybody stays safe and is able to return home.
Yeah, and she's told us it's actually really cool. Like in the past week, they're seeing more and more people recuperating.
You're seeing people get up and leave. That must make your heart swell.
La sensación de felicidad es indescriptible.
So she's saying that the sensation of seeing people leave the hospital, there just aren't words for it.
La tranquilidad de ver a las enfermeras.
And to see the nurses help people get better and get out of the hospital is so inspirational. And it's something that should inspire everybody.
But Gina, we also know how many deaths there have been. Do you feel that you're also providing some comfort?
Sí. Esta semana que pasó tuve una experiencia muy linda con un paciente.
So she said that, you know, she just had this beautiful experience with one patient. And, you know, the first day that he was there, he was on oxygen. And she came in and she did her work in silence.
Al día siguiente, cuando entré de nuevo, lo vi al señor y le dije, "You much better." Y él me dijo, "Sí, sweetie."
But the next day, he was doing a little bit better. And she said to him, "Oh, you know, you're doing better." And he said, "Yes, yes, I am." And then the third day when she went in there, he actually said, "Oh, I missed you. And you were running late." And, you know, there were no words for her to describe that. And these connections, they make her really, really happy. And it made her happy to see him get better.
Yes. And my mom always tells me stories about her days at work. And that's something that I always take away from them, that, you know, these interactions are so fleeting in a way, but so special and powerful that even a smile or, you know, just for these patients that are going through difficult things, just to know that there's someone there that cares and wants them to be as comfortable as they can, it's really meaningful.
Well, Gina, especially now, there's no family there. There's no one. Are you, you know, maybe thinking you kind of make up for that?
Es verdad. Nosotros nos convertimos en su familia. Nosotros nos convertimos en la sonrisa que ellos necesitan.
Yeah, she's saying that that is so true, that since family members are not allowed to come around and visit patients, that truly the staff, everybody becomes the patients, and they are the ones that are looking over, they're wondering how they are. And in a lot of ways, you know, the little interactions are sometimes the most meaningful. Asking them how they are, if they need anything. It's truly what helps the healing spirit.
Yeah. Gloria, you've expressed, you know, you're proud of your mom, but I'm wondering if this is also frightening for you.
Oh, yes. I feel that I am filled with pride, but I'm also filled with fear that, you know, something could happen to her. But I trust my mom. I know she's very diligent. I know that she always follows every rule to the T. So I know that she's looking after herself. And I also know that for her, it's really important to give back to the community that has welcomed us.
Yeah. Gina, were you surprised when Hunter posted the picture on Twitter? Were you surprised at how much response there was?
Yo me sorprendí. Wow. No puedo creerlo.
She was totally surprised, and it was just like, wow. And she couldn't believe it.
Yo decía, okay, maybe 5,000, pero esto es increíble.
You know, we had called her when it had like 2,000 likes, and she was joking that maybe it would get 5,000. And now, you know, it's well beyond that. And she feels like, you know, everybody has the sensibility of recognizing the work that she's doing. And even if you're doing small work, it matters.
She also said that she feels and believes that they were very receptive to the tweet just because, you know, we're looking for ways to connect more than ever.
Well, in this terrible time, Gina, you brought it home to us how many people are directly involved. And Hunter, I know you started a fundraiser to help domestic workers and laborers. You started at the end of March, a goal of $5,000. You made it a few days later. Basically, you said thanks to Gina. But I'm hoping, too, that Gina has union protections, that she has what she needs to be safe there.
Gina, ella está esperando que usted tiene un unión y protección de él y todas las protecciones que necesita.
Sí, el hospital a nosotros nos provee de todo lo que necesitamos para protegernos.
My mom, first of all, is very always says that she's a very proud union member. And she says that definitely, that she feels that she works at White Plains Hospital, and they've gone above and beyond to make sure that every single one of the staff's members, from, you know, the head doctor to the people in the housekeeping department and everyone in between, has all that they need to feel protected and do their job securely. But at the same time, that this is a very privileged position, because she watches the news and she knows that not every hospital has the resources that they have. So her heart goes out for them, and everybody that's doing essential work should have all of the gear that they need to do their job securely.
I just want to say that what you've done is make us remember, obviously, in the hospitals, it's so important to think of the cleaning staff. But, you know, I'm in a building that's practically empty except for a handful of us, and the cleaning staff that's here still working. And also, just Gloria, just a reminder that your mom is being the family members that aren't allowed in the hospital to so many patients, but she's probably cut off from you. I'm imagining she's working around coronavirus.
Exactly. And, you know, we live in Washington, D.C., but my uncles, my aunts, my sister, they all live really close to each other in New York. And it's difficult, right? They can't see each other. So in a way, I think that she's very conscious of that. And she tries to be the family for the people that are not allowed to have family around right now. And you know what? No one better than my mom, because she brightens every room she enters.
Or radio show.
Yes, exactly. She has the voice of an angel as well.
Yeah, you know, I think, Gina, yo sé que usted tiene un mensaje en inglés que gustaría compartir sobre su conexión a Nueva York, ¿no?
Sí. This is my time to give thanks to New York, because my heart and my spirit love New York.
Yeah. And New York is wounded, Gina Rejas. So thank you so much for being there. Again, Gina Rejas, who loves New York, and she says it's her time to thank New York by cleaning a coronavirus floor in White Plains Hospital in Westchester, New York. Gina, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thank you so much for your time.
And we want to thank your son-in-law, Hunter, and your daughter, Gloria, as well. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.